In the day's other news, Pfizer reported that its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and highly effective in children as young as 12. That's based on a small study in the U.S., but it opens the possibility that younger children could be vaccinated before the start of the next school year. 12-year-old Caleb Chung took part in the study in Durham, North Carolina. His father joined him for an interview.
There's not much I can really do to fight back against the virus, so probably participating in this trial and potentially helping other kids to feel safe and want to get the vaccine in the future when it becomes publicly available was really some way that I could actually help out.
Also today, the CDC reported COVID was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. last year, behind heart disease and cancer. The overall death rate rose nearly 16% from a year earlier. And in Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court struck down a mask mandate today. It ruled that Democratic Governor Tony Evers overstepped his authority. The global COVID death toll has now passed 2.8 million people. That word comes as a wave of new infections is sweeping Europe. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, announced tonight that schools and childcare centers there will be closed for 3 weeks. He also banned domestic travel for a month. For the first time, a Minneapolis jury today saw police body camera video in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former officer accused of murdering George Floyd. The video may be disturbing to some viewers. It showed officers struggling with Floyd before Chauvin pressed his neck down and Floyd finally went limp. Later, from inside his cruiser, the officer is heard defending his actions to an angry bystander.
That's one person's opinion. We gotta control this guy because he's a sizable guy.
Looks like he's probably on something.
Also testifying today, the grocery store cashier who had taken a fake $20 bill from Floyd, prompting the call to police. As defense lawyers watched, prosecutors asked Christopher Martin about his reaction when he saw Chauvin kneeling on Floyd.
What was going through your mind during that time period?
Disbelief and guilt.
Okay. Why guilt?
If I would have just not taken the bill, this could have been avoided.
Prosecutors are set to continue calling witnesses tomorrow. In Russia, opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he has begun a hunger strike in prison over his medical treatment. He says that he's been denied proper medicine and visits with his doctor for back and leg pains. Navalny is jailed for violating probation after he was poisoned. He blames that attack on the Kremlin. Back in this country, police in New York City have arrested a suspect in Monday's attack on an Asian American woman. Brandon Elliott is charged with felony assault as a hate crime and other offenses. He was convicted of killing his own mother in 2002, but paroled in 2019, as the police commissioner noted today.
For the life of me, I don't understand why we are releasing or pushing people out of prison. Not to give them second chances, but to put them into homeless facilities or shelters, or in this case, a hotel, and expect good outcomes out of that.
A video showed that bystanders watched as a 65-year-old woman was assaulted, but no one came to her rescue. New York State has joined at least 15 other states legalizing recreational marijuana. The legislature passed the measure on Tuesday, and Governor Andrew Cuomo signed it into law today. Legal sales won't begin for 18 months while officials draw up regulations. And on Wall Street, blue chips slipped, but the rest of the market gained. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 85 points to close at 32,981. The Nasdaq rose 201 points, and the S&P 500 added 14. Still to come on the NewsHour, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments on whether college athletes should be compensated. Senator Tammy Duckworth weighs in on the recent attacks against Asian Americans. Transgender troops discuss the repeal of the ban on their military service, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.